Whether it's a joint, baked goods, or tinctures, all cannabis products sold after July 1st must be tested by a state-licensed lab. They have to meet rigorous standards before reaching consumers.
When formulating products, different kinds of edibles, if you think about if you make a brownie, then you're mixing flour that came from wheat, you're mixing sugar that came from sugarcane, then any one of those ingredients could potentially have a pesticide or something in it.
Tobias Paquette is the technical director of one of only 31 newly licensed labs in the state, Evio Labs in Berkeley.
Yeah, we use a calibrated pipette.
As of July 1st, labs will measure parameters like potency and test packaging to make sure it's child safe. The idea is to make sure customers get what they expect.
So we really kind of like on a case-by-case basis have to take those edible products and understand what it is they're trying to prove. Is it, you know, per square of the brownie or is it the entire brownie? Is it per dropper in a tincture or is it the entire bottle? Right. And really the guidance we have there is whatever they put on the label, we have to verify it to be true.
Labs send out independent couriers to sample batches, which are brought to the lab. Technicians test over 100 measurements like mold, bacteria, and pesticides. The demand for testing is up, according to Paquette, as distributors are racing to test products before July. Testing varies, but currently testing costs at Evio can range from $250 to $1,000 depending on the size of the batch. And that's in addition to licensing, taxes, and operations. While large dispensaries are declaring blowout sales ahead of the July 1st deadline, critics say the date marks a striking divide between those who can and cannot afford the costly lab testing for their product. Dr. Lakeisha Jenkins is a certified herbalist and watches cannabis policy closely. She says the new requirements may put many small-scale operators out of business.
Honestly, the majority of them just cannot. They can't. And they're trying to figure out how they possibly can or figure out alternative means for supporting themselves and their families because their business is no longer sustainable.
Dr. Jenkins agrees that quality standards are essential, but she objects to the possibility of chasing smaller players out of business. California's new regulator, the Bureau of Cannabis Control, is sympathetic, but the chief of communications, Alex Traveros, explains the testing standards are here to stay.
There's been a lot for the industry to digest, and we completely appreciate the fact that it has been a lot, and we're trying to work with everyone to try to ease that that transition. We want the industry's feedback. We're here if they have questions or concerns, or you know, if things aren't working for them, we definitely entertain all conversations and take everything into consideration.
Starting next week, the Bureau of Cannabis Control, or BCC, will be enforcing these regulations. And the dispensaries that try to skirt these rules risk being fined or having their licenses revoked. The Bureau of Cannabis Control will issue proposals for permanent rules at the end of July, and public comment will be open until September. Corinne Smith for KRCB's North Bay Report.